the national title game last night, for the first quarter, it was great. Like, the first quarter, really entertaining. Long drive to open up for Notre Dame. Like, here we go. And that was about it. Yeah. Ohio State was dominant throughout. I understand late in the game, it got to a point where if a third down stop would have occurred, then Notre Dame could have got the ball back and would have needed a touchdown and a two-point conversion to tie the game. There was never a point where Notre Dame, after that first quarter, had the football with a chance to take the lead. It was not all that competitive. I actually watched one episode of Landman during it. Everybody's been telling me to watch that. I watched that in the third quarter. Then I got an alert, and I saw you guys in our group chat were sending a bunch of texts about this field goal thing, and I was like, what is going on? Next thing I know, all of a sudden, it was an eight-point game. So I watched the final 5 minutes or so of it, and that was it. But it was disappointing. This is why I think the whole weird victory lap thing about wild card weekend not being competitive was a mistake for everybody trashing the NFL.
Yes.
Because bad games happen all the time. In this case, I'd rather my national title game not be crappy. It wasn't a good game. I'm sorry. It wasn't.
No, I mean, I got it that they like gave some breath of life at the end of the game. But like, again, breath of life, like clinging on, hoping, praying that something would go your way. And I know that we're all kind of disappointed because we think Ryan Day kind of sucks. So like,
yeah, someone asked me, I said, Gold, do you still think he's a jerk? And are you going to give him his flowers?
Winning makes him not a jerk.
I think he deserves credit for coaching. Ohio State fans are crazy. They wanted him fired for losing to Michigan and all this kind of stuff. Do I think he's not an a-hole now? No. Why would that change just because he won a national title? No, I still think he's a jerk, but he's a hell of a coach. That's fine.
That's different.
Will Howard is who I'm happy for. Will Howard.
I am happy for Will.
Kind of got kicked out of K-State, and I understand the decision-making process. They're hoping Avery Johnson is going to be that dude. And when you can't spend $20 million on your roster like Ohio State,
you got to develop.
You got to have a dynamic quarterback that is capable of carrying a football team.
But it's still going to hurt Johnson, a little bit to watch.
And Avery Johnson can do that. But I'm happy for Will Howard. He leaves Manhattan. He gets paid. He goes and wins a national title. He also improved his draft stock last night. So all around, couldn't have been a better night for him.
I actually like. If I were K-State fans, I don't think I'd like lure him as like Kansas State's great who won a national championship. I don't think it's like a great day for Kansas State fans or something. I'm not pretending that. But I also think you can recognize what their plan was and what is the economics of the sport. Yes, Will Howard is a good enough quarterback to win a national championship with. That was proven last night. Will Howard is a good enough quarterback that you recruited and developed to win a national championship. You deserve some credit for that out of K-State. But not at K-State, he's not good enough. At K-State, you have to aim higher. The reason why you have to aim higher is because you don't have a $40 million NIL budget like Ohio State has. You can't pair him up with the 18-year-old future number one overall pick in Jeremiah Smith and 78 other versions of this. That's just kind of the economics of the sport working against you, unfortunately. There are 10 teams in the SEC and probably 10 in the Big Ten who can spend more than you at the positions around quarterback. Will Howard had a great game. That pass to Jeremiah Smith. What a moment for him. That's going to be the moment of his college career. Sealed the national championship game.
Yeah, it was really impressive. I do wonder if a lot of discussion around the timing of it. Like it did, some of it is we're in Kansas City and the Chiefs are going to their seventh straight AFC title game. But in general, a lot of people outside of Kansas City acknowledge there was no buzz for this game. The problem is the game's played on January 20th. Once you get way past New Year's, a lot of people are done with college football. It's NFL postseason time. This is not hating on college football. But it's just like, what can be done? Because there wasn't buzz around this game heading in, let alone if the game was great or not. And so I don't know what the solution is. Do you start the college football season earlier? Do you not have the gap? What do you do here to fix that? Because games taking place on January 20th, right after divisional round weekend in the NFL, it's always going to get lost.
They have so many gaps in the college football playoff. I have no idea why they make it spread out this long.
I mean, it's a week.
There's other times though before the college football playoff starts. They'd like some people had a month off before they even played a game. You can tighten the whole college football playoff schedule up. I really do. I try not to do this because it's hard because we watch enough sports. We know that really good coaches and really good players can make mistakes, can make errors, can make bad decisions. I'm going to try not to let, because I was really impressed with what Marcus Freeman did at Notre Dame. That decision to kick that field goal with like 8 or 9 minutes to go in the game is, and I called it in our text group last night, Nathaniel Hackett bad. Like, I'm worried you're an idiot bad. They were down 30 points literally the entire game. They were 5-6 yards away from a touchdown, and they decided to kick a field goal. They inevitably missed. I hated it before the miss, for the record.
It was even worse after the miss.
Yeah, the miss obviously made the decision worse, but they should have gone for it anyway. Because if you score there and get the 2-point conversion, there's 9 minutes left, and for the first time all game, you're only down a score. You only have to get one stop. I don't think coaches ever think about how many things have to go right when you get cowardly in the fourth quarter. So if you kick the field goal, you're down 2 scores, and now you're still down 2 scores. So you're down 16, now you're down 13. So you have to stop Ohio State, something you have not been able to do. Score a touchdown. Stop Ohio State again and score another touchdown in 9 minutes. Does that seem like something that's going to occur in a game in which you have 13 total points so far and they already have 30? You're going to do all that in 9 minutes? It's just not feasible. Or instead of that, you could just score a touchdown now. Then all you got to do is get one stop against Ohio State. And if you got to get two because they score a touchdown, well, you're in the same boat. Teams are just, it was just a really bad decision.
The first quarter was great. I thought we were in for a great game. Yeah, the first quarter was phenomenal. I know it was only 2 possessions, but they were both really impressive drives, entertaining football. There was good flow to it. There weren't penalties. It was just nice first quarter. And then Ohio State pulled away. They were clearly the better team. It's amazing what the Michigan game honestly changed their entire season. The fact they lost to Michigan crazy. And the flag was planted changed everything for them.
This is also, I also, it doesn't change who's going to win the national championship. I'm sure if you told me right now, if I looked at Underdog or you looked at FanDuel and we looked at the 10 favorites to win the national championship, I'm sure, without looking, and I swear to God, I haven't looked. Yeah. I guarantee you it's Ohio State, Texas, Georgia, Alabama, Oregon. Am I pretty close so far?
I don't know the odds, but probably, yeah.
It doesn't fundamentally change who the teams are who can win the national championship. But in the old system, I'm not sure Ohio State gets to be one of the four.
Well, no, they wouldn't. We know that. It's a fact. They were the eighth ranked team. So they would not have been in.
In the old system, a team that did win the national championship and gets to hoist the trophy wouldn't even have gotten a chance to compete for that trophy. I like a playoff system. Some people don't because it's a very American way to watch sports. I like it. I like the openness of, if my team's in the dance, they got a chance to win.
Well, I think the playoffs are great.
Yeah.
Well, and if you think about the...
There's people who hate it because of, you know, they think it should go to the people who earned it this whole time. I don't know.
The big thing is that you want the games to all matter, where essentially the Michigan game didn't matter as much as it normally would have for Ohio State because they would have been knocked out. But if you watched...
They hung a flag.
That part doesn't matter. It's just that if they'd have lost... Them losing to Michigan, it would have kicked them out. But if from watching the season all year long, Ohio State and Oregon were the two clearly best teams in the country all the way up until... They were the best teams all year long. And for Oregon, it just came... I think that national... The quote-unquote real national title, if you really want to label it that, which I don't like when that happens, but it was Oregon and Ohio State again, because whoever won that game I thought was going to go on to win the whole thing, and evidently it was Ohio State.
This is the way the playoffs work in this system. Is like, I'm sure you could say this if you're any other AFC team. Your draw matters. Ohio State got a good draw. Like a favorable-ish.
Ohio State also sucked.
Yeah, it wasn't nearly.
They still had to beat Tennessee and Oregon at the time. It was this is pretty brutal.
Notre Dame was probably the easiest draw.
Penn State's. Was the easiest draw.
Penn State and Notre Dame had the easiest of that was the two for sure.
Because they got to face each other too.
Penn State got to play. SMU, and then Boise State, and then it was Notre Dame or whatever. So.
Yeah, I mean there are a couple of teams that had far easier draws than Oregon, who was the best team all year. Everyone agrees was the best team the entire season.
Yeah, Oregon got
up. You know, it's probably just opening it up so some other essentially like football blue blood can win it, but at least it's something.